0 grams trans fat, 0 calories, all good, all of the time. Indie Nation.
Lumpy, right outside a very noisy nightclub, Anatomy Nightclub, 1299 East, or excuse me, West 9th here down in Cleveland in what we call the textile or warehouse district. And the reason I'm down here with the motorcycle ripping by behind me is because, well, they just had the awards ceremony and the post party for the 48-hour film festival, which we've talked about quite a bit in other interviews, but basically you're given a prop, a genre, a line, and a character, and you find out and have 48 hours to do a film, right?
Correct.
Okay, now, I have with me over here, you are?
Sarah Carlton.
And you're one of the actresses, and you were nominated for?
Best Actress.
And did you get that?
I did.
Okay, I knew that. And you, sir?
I'm Alan Cliff. I played her dad, otherwise known as Dexter Taylor, the required character.
And what was, Dexter Taylor was a required character, but what was Dexter Taylor?
He was a psychologist who had been seduced by the pharmaceutical industry, and he was very concerned about his crazy daughter, who wasn't really crazy.
Okay, and there was also a line assigned, right? And you are?
I'm Dustin Lee. I was the director and co-writer for the film.
Oh, so you had the fun job to write that line in there, right?
Well, actually, that was Terry, our he actually wrote the actual screenplay. I kind of came up with the basic concept and kind of
So you storyboarded it?
Well, yeah, I kind of had the basic idea, and then I kind of presented it to the group, and then we all kind of figured out how to actually make the story work. And Terry was the one who actually wrote the screenplay itself. So
turn this up a bit.
Okay.
And you are the writer, and your name is?
My name is Terry Gear.
And what was that bitch of a line?
Nothing is mundane.
And now I've got to ask, we've got one more gentleman over here, and you are, and what's your role?
I am John Javon. I was producer, editor, and Steadicam operator.
Producer, editor,
and Steadicam operator.
Basically cinematographer.
It's a cinematographer. But it's a crazy gadget that keeps the camera steady.
Now, I was talking to the actress over here earlier, and she told me that you probably had the bitchiest job, didn't you?
Well, actually, I did spend the whole shoot cooped up in a corner editing the film as we shot it. So instead of hanging out with everybody having a good time, I was by myself editing the film as we shot the film.
A loner.
I was the loner on the shoot.
Would you all agree that that was the most difficult task, the editing?
I wouldn't argue about it. I think John did get some of the free pizza.
Everyone got fed. Yeah.
No one starved.
Yeah, nobody starved.
Just got delivered cold seconds.
So out of your team, what were you all nominated for, and what did you actually receive?
We got nominated for 11 awards. We won 6 of them. The awards that we won were Best Film, Best Director, Best Writing. Let's see, what else did we win? Actress, Best Actress, Best Acting Ensemble, and Best Musical Score.
Okay, and now I got to ask one more question. One of the big goals at Indie Nation is we want, you know, people to be able to find you online, and I always say it this way: I want it to be as easy as possible for our listeners to cyber stalk you for eternity. So all of you, if you got a website, if you got a production company you want to plug, you know, let's just start over here. And again, give your names for me.
My name's John Javon, but the Maple Films website is maple-films.com.
That's a hyphen.
That's a hyphen. Maple-films.com.
He's correct.
And we actually just finished designing the website, and it went live today. So
launch party.
Yeah, launch party and wrap party for the film. So
I've got nothing to add.
I'd like to add a plug real quick, if I can. We got Best Musical Score, and part of the musical score is we used some music from some local artists, some current, some defunct. One of the current bands is actually one of our actors that was in one of the scenes in the film, actually probably the funniest scene in the film. His name is Joe Yezbeck. He's in a band called Winter's Warm. And we used a song from his band, and they're still an active band. You can find their stuff on iTunes. It's Winter's Warm, like the opposite of cold, and it's, I guess, kind of ironic. You could ask him about it.
What's the album called?
The album is called Crooked Road. Check it out.
Any other bands, any Twitter pages, anything else you guys can think of?
All the other bands are defunct, and they were things I was in that didn't go anywhere.
I got to ask, by the way, at least one of the judges says that you guys were head and shoulders just way, way ahead of everybody else. But I got to ask you, did you attend all the screenings? Just you attended all of them? What do you think your closest competitors were?
I personally loved Immortals Anonymous.
Me too.
It was hilarious. It was the story of basically a group of immortals, people who can't die, and they go to basically like their AA meetings. But it was just really well written, really well acted, and the idea was just really well executed.
And whose production company was that?
That was Aldous Mustache. They did a great job.
And you, sir?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I kind of wish I was in the top three films, but we definitely saw some competition with the other nominees, which was closer than they appear, and Lost 48. The Lost 48 was in our competition. When we saw that, I was like, oh no, that's our competition right there. That's a great film, and it was very funny and very well done.
That, and what was the one with the webcam? Was it
Labor of Love?
It was like a little romance story about a couple that are like in different countries and just like chit-chatting on some sort of Skype-style web thing,
well,
and how they get together in the end. It was really funny. I guess they had a bunch of improv actors that did a really good job, too. So.
Okay, and I'm going to run back right through and give me your name and where you're from, because I know you came a long way to be here today, didn't you?
I'm John Javon, and I live in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
I'm Terry Gear, and I am from the Cleveland area, Euclid, moving to Cleveland Heights.
I'm Dustin Lee, and I'm from Garfield Heights, Ohio.
I'm Alan Cliff. I'm also from Euclid.
I'm Sarah Carlton, and I'm from Darlington, Pennsylvania.
Thank you all. Indie Nation listeners, you've been listening to an interview with the team that was awarded the best film for their film Transistor. That would be the Maple Films team at the Cleveland 48-Hour Film Project Competition for 2011. This outstandingly talented team was nominated for a total of 11 awards and received 6 of them. Be sure and check a future post here at IndieNation.fm for a complete list of nominees and awards awarded. Also, be sure, if you're going to be in the Westlake, Ohio area tonight, be sure and check out the Indie Gathering at the Westlake Holiday Inn. Lumpy will be out there with the mic getting interviews for this awesome independent film festival as well. Thank you for listening, and well, we're not going to close this one with the song because I got to hustle on out of here to cover the Indie Gathering. Keep your podcatcher and browser tuned here for those up-and-coming interviews, and as I said, in a few hours, you will get a post with a complete list of the nominees and winners. And as usual, clickable links will be in the show notes. Thank you for listening and downloading and reading.
Indie Nation, making sure you hear the best indie artist and making sure the best indie artists get played.